After 3 days of deliberation, the jury in the rape trial of Kevin Olsen came to a verdict, not guilty. Olsen, the former UNC Charlotte quarterback and brother of Carolina Panthers player Greg Olsen, had been charged with 3 counts of second-degree rape and 1 count of sexual offense of his then-girlfriend in February 2017. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia covered the trial from start to finish and has this report.
As day 8 of the Kevin Olsen trial slowly rolled on, there was little evidence that the jury would have a verdict. It was mostly quiet in the room. At one point, there were more reporters in the courtroom than there were court officials. And then, around 3 p.m., the court received a note from the jury. There were 3 questions. Among them, what happened if they couldn't reach a unanimous decision? And what would happen if there was a hung jury? Superior Court Judge Karen E.D. Williams instructed jurors to keep working toward finding a verdict. But with questions like that, it felt like the trial was headed into a ninth day, or possibly a mistrial. Defense attorney George Lauren mentioned multiple times the possibility of a mistrial as an option. A little over an hour later, the mood started to shift in the courtroom. The number of sheriff's deputies increased from the usual 2 or 3 to around 20. That's pretty standard when a verdict is about to come down. Olsen and his family, including older brother Greg Olsen, who appeared to had just left a workout wearing athletic shorts and a t-shirt, filed in. Olsen's accuser sat with her family. Assistant District Attorney Kristen Northrup pointed to a sheriff's deputy who would help escort her out if she needed to leave at any time. The jury entered, and Judge E.D. Williams addressed them.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I've been informed that a verdict has been reached as to each count in the matter of the state of North Carolina versus Kevin Walter Olsen. Who is your foreperson? Please stand, sir.
The envelope holding the verdict was passed to the clerk, who began to read.
As foreperson of the jury, you have returned as the answer to the jury in case number 17, CRS 206-645, that you found the defendant, Kevin Walter Olsen, not guilty. In 17, CRS 206-646, not guilty. In 17, CRS 206-644, not guilty. And in 17, CRS 206-648, not guilty.
The Olsen family let out a collective cry.
Release your verdicts. I'll wait.
Olsen's accuser and her family were quickly led outside of the courtroom. Olsen's family continued to cheer as the jury was dismissed. Judge E.D. Williams reminded them multiple times court was still in session. Outside the courthouse, George and Bree Lauren, the father-daughter team who represented Olsen, met with reporters.
The relief of the world has been lifted off Kevin. I mean, think, if he'd have been convicted, he goes to jail for up to 20 years. So, you know, we leave to come to the courthouse. Does he go home? Or does he go to jail? So I'm sure that's why the burst from the family, you heard it if you were in there. You know, not the best courtroom decorum, but think about that. Your loved one's just been acquitted. You know, they could have pulled them off the ceiling. So.
Throughout the trial, he referred to the proceedings as a trial by text message. He pointed to numerous text exchanges from Olsen's accuser that he argued showed she wasn't acting like she had been raped. The defense claimed Olsen's former girlfriend was jealous and revenge-seeking. Lauren noted that Olsen had cheated on her numerous times. Of course, prosecutors Jane Honeycutt and Kristen Northrup saw it differently. They had continuously argued Olsen's former girlfriend's testimony was consistent and corroborated by witnesses. They argued Olsen beat his accuser and that she was too scared to fight him off or say the word no. During closing arguments, they reminded jurors, "Consent induced by fear is not consent at law." In their remarks to the media, they started off by thanking the jury for their hard work and service. Then Northrup added,
"Sexual assault cases in general are always extremely difficult cases. They present some very real societal issues. And when you couple that with an intimate partner relationship, along with sexual assault, it does present some challenges. We certainly respect the jury for understanding those challenges and respecting those challenges and still taking the time to consider this case."
The last question asked was if they had spent any time talking to the jurors after the trial. "We did not," Assistant District Attorney Jane Honeycutt said. we spent our time with the survivor. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Uptown.